The Tasmanian tiger, or the thylacine, is one of the most iconic Tassie animals. Mm-hmm. However, reportedly became extinct 83 years ago. Now, there are many people out there that still believe the Tassie tiger is out there hiding somewhere. You and me are those people, mate.
Mm-hmm. We always have been.
We hold hope that the Tassie tiger is still somewhere out there. Now, last week, on the 21st of January at 6 a.m., there was a reported sighting of a Tassie tiger in South Australia. Nath, please get the round of applause ready for the president of the Thylacine Awareness Group of Australia. Here he is, the big man himself, Neil Waters.
Neil, welcome, mate.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Mate, I tell you what, we are over the moon. We are so excited. Can you tell us about the sighting of the thylacine in the Adelaide Hills?
It's an interesting property because the lady that lives at the property saw what she thought was one about 3 years ago at a distance down by the dam. And then she told her husband about it. He sort of laughed at her and said she was seeing things. Wind the clock forward 3 years, and it was on the 21st of January, just gone. He was leaving for work, and I'm not exactly sure of the layout of the property, but he was basically leaving for work. And as he was leaving the property, it's a rural property, so it's a reasonable sized place. Mm. He witnessed what he was adamant was a female thylacine with two joeys in their front part of their property, darting around playing in amongst the bushes.
So this isn't just a reported sighting of one Tassie tiger. You're saying that there were babies.
Babies, that's right, which is really good to hear and, hopefully get to see one day.
Absolutely. Neil, as somebody who's dedicated a lot of their life to finding and tracking down the thylacine, how does it make you feel getting a phone call like that of a sighting?
Oh, look, it's always inspiring and, reassuring to keep hearing people's sightings because I'm adamant that the animals are on the mainland as well as Tasmania. Mm. And there are, hundreds, if not thousands, of witnesses that would agree with that. So, getting a fresh sight. We've had three sightings from South Australia since New Year's Eve. So, South Australia is still very much a hot spot.
What do you think it is, South Australia, outside of Tasmania, that they're being sighted? Why is that?
Probably because there's less bush for them to hide in, for starters. There's been a lot more clear felling in South Australia than in Tassie. Mm. It's a lot more agricultural. But I guess we can take a bit of credit and say that we've raised awareness about these things and people are now finding their way to report their sightings somewhere where it won't go to waste.
Now, can I ask you as well, last time we had in the show, you said to us you were planning on living in the Tasmanian wilderness for up to 2 years or until the money ran out. To prove the thylacine.
Whatever comes first.
Yeah, whatever comes first. So, mate, give us an update. Have you been in the wilderness? What's been going on?
Well, I think we're all aware of what COVID has done to a lot of people's ideas and plans, which hasn't been a real great thing. But no, I've managed to keep my head above water financially. And I haven't spent a terrible lot of extended periods out there, but at the moment I'm bringing in the 60-plus trail cameras we've got out there and going through all the SD cards looking for the elusive tiger in some of those images. So at the moment I'm up to my eyeballs in SD cards and cameras, but I'll be getting back out there in about another 2 weeks, I suppose.
So how long do you reckon you'll spend going through all the footage of all the cameras? How many hours worth of footage have you got?
I'm not too sure just yet. I've got about another 25 cameras to go and get today.
Wow.
They're spread out a fair bit, so some I can just pull up in the car and get to. Others I've got to go for an extended hike with the dog. In our first round, we had over 18,000 images and videos in our first round, and we only had 30 cameras back then. But as I've, gotten better and better at this, I'm getting a lot less false triggers, so there's, less photos of shade and branches moving and grass flopping in the breeze and that sort of stuff.
Yes. So, the camera hasn't fallen onto the ground and just taken a black image.
All sorts of things happen. Sometimes you go out to the spot and, it's been 6 months and all of a sudden the regrowth is 6 foot tall, and it's like, hang on a minute, where was the camera? So it changes a fair bit. I do little mud maps of everywhere I put them so I don't forget and lose any of them, but it, a tree suddenly falls over and you can't find the camera because it's under the tree,
Have you ever caught anything else on those cameras? Because, those cameras are everywhere. I can imagine other people would be going through the wilderness maybe on treks and stuff, but have you ever, I don't know, caught anything else on the camera?
I've caught the police on cameras. I've caught the army on cameras. I get a lot of people on motorbikes on cameras. So, yeah, the odd bushwalker.
Yes. There you go. Neil Waters, a.k.a. Big Brother. He's always watching.
Trust me, I really don't want to see what people are up to out there.
All those naked bushwalkers. Stop it. Neil's trying to find the thylacine. He's got to look at you guys.
Neil, we are so sorry. We thought the camera was covered.
Yeah.
That's one way of earning your stripes, I suppose, isn't it?
Neil Waters, mate, thank you so much. Of course, President of the Thylacine Awareness Group of Australia. Best of luck. And fingers crossed, this is good news. Fingers crossed, again, we are one step closer to locating the thylacine, the Tassie Tiger.
I'm still waiting to see you two guys with your sleeping bags and pillows out in the bush. I do recall there was an offer of that last time I spoke to you.
Mate, as I said, go through that footage. We're there.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.